I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another episode of the SC Report. We've just come straight out of Magic Round and heading into round 10. The buys are only a couple of weeks away, and it's a very, very important time now for us to be starting to make those moves to try and field numbers for the buy rounds. It's Wenin here, and I'm joined by a sick JT. It seems that the Magic Round got the better of you, champ.
It did. Magic Round 1, JT 0. I'm not feeling the greatest, whether that was being surrounded by 40,000 odd people for the 3 days. Caught something from someone. All those bloody Bronco fans on Friday night, I reckon.
Maybe we should visit to Honeybees every night.
Don't get paid enough for that, mate. You're not paying me enough.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being here. I know I dragged you out of your sick bed, but it's just the kind of commitment that you've shown this week that I just wish that Wilfred could deliver. Minutes is a few days late. Apparently he busted his laptop, but I'm going with the
dog ate it story. Yeah, well, I heard something about the kids knocked the laptop off the desk or something like that, old Wilfie. But he had a big weekend as well.
So he did.
Can I preface this, that anything I'm going to say on this podcast is probably even more useless than normal. I've been bedridden for about 2 days, so my stat intake and research is probably at Kirk-up levels. Although,
we'll get into that a little bit later on. So you're back from Cairns now and in person's fantastic. I'm on a high because my boys, Aston Villa, won the semi-final of the championship playoff this morning in penalties. So they go through to Wembley in 2 weeks to see, and the winner goes through to the back into the Premier League. So I'm pretty pumped about that after what was a very average season up until about 3 months ago. So I'm in a good mood, JT. I am in a good mood. Speaking of good moods, we were all in a fantastic mood over the weekend. Magic Round was a cracker.
Oh, I loved it, mate. Cheers for the tickets. We had awesome seats all weekend. Some pretty good games littered amongst it. Some dodgy ones, especially that last one on Sunday to get through. But I had a great time out there. go stuff yourself, mate. Not in a good mood on the walk home, but what a great weekend. I love it was a carnival atmosphere.
There was
just jerseys all throughout the city for the weekend. It's a great showpiece for rugby league.
What was your one highlight?
It's probably too many to put in, but I reckon Kalen Ponga strolling over for that try. And all five of us there jumped out of our seats like absolute idiots.
Yep.
In amongst a fairly docile crowd, and just carried on all over Supercoach points, mate. That's what this game's about. It's about having fun, not having a whinge about scoring or whatever. Yeah, you take these moments. That's why we play it.
Absolutely. I thought it was a fantastic crowd. Great, just the people were there watching their team, but stayed all along. So I had lots of neutral supporters the whole time. So I thought it was fantastic. Quick shout out to the punters that we met on the weekend. Had a couple of meet and greets throughout. Fantastic. Kept on bumping into them, and it was just really, really good to put a face to a name or a handle or however you want to do it. So thank you everyone for coming out and saying g'day. It was greatly appreciated, and really, really enjoyed meeting you all.
Yeah, special shout out to the Leon Bod Cup boys. So I ran into Pete and Scott from there probably about 700 times over the course of the weekend. And that's just the kind of thing Magic Round was. Everywhere you went, there were people having drinks and watching the footy and talking footy. So it was great to be amongst it.
So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, guys. You can do so via iTunes, Spotify, Google, any of the other really good providers. The benefit is that as soon as this podcast is uploaded, you'll have it automatically in your feed. You don't need to go to the website and stream it or download it or search for it. It just appears. So do that. It's a really, really easy way to hear the podcast each week. And please, we'd love for you to just a review or give us some feedback if you can on the pod, on iTunes or whatever. It helps with driving the podcast views and all that stuff. And we really, really appreciate the feedback. So that'd be great to get that going. All right, let's get stuck into the meat of the podcast, JT.
Around the grounds.
So there's been some good movements in the rankings this week, I think, for all of us, JT. It's there were some huge scores over the weekend. So I'm sitting in the top 2,000 now. Only moved up a couple hundred spaces after what I thought was a big score, sitting in the 1300s. But as I just said, the scores were ridiculous this weekend. You're into the top 5,000, mate. You're struggling. You haven't been in your sick bed as an excuse for giving out shitty super coach advice. Your rankings are doing the talking. And you know what is doing the talking? And it's annoying me, but it's happening and it's staying. Nick.
The Kirks.
He's flying.
Solo Sunday pod. He's got to be prepared. He's got to have the info.
So he's up to 193 overall. Having an amazing year. Scored 1350 on the weekend. Congrats to him. He's leading the way with all the contributors, and Carlos isn't too far behind him. The Young Legends League, it's 10th overall. That's fantastic. And I had a look today at the overall rankings with the leagues, and the SC Talk leagues are all throughout the top 100. So fantastic there. I think we're actually the only one that's in the top 10 at the moment from the Supercoach Talk. Even Tommy Sangster had a good weekend, which I think pushed up our rankings, and our average score in the league would have been around about 1,300, I'd say. So doing well, boys. Let's try and get that number one spot. How are you going to improve your rankings, JT?
Well, I tried to copy Kirk Up's team last week. So I brought Gutho in, and look how that turned out. A great Twitter photo came out of that one for my boy Gutho. He missed about 15,000 tackles and let the Storm stroll all over them. So, no, I chased points last week. I brought Lolo in early as well. Yep. That sort of came off 70-odd points there. But now I'm just at that stage where I'm trying to throw Hail Mary passes and hope they'll stick. And you know how this game works. They largely don't, but that's the fun of it. So I'm just here to have fun, mate. I'm not here to scale the rankings, although if I can crack top 5K, I'm going to be happy.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't like the sound of losers.
I'm a Cowboys fan, mate. It's the way that we are at the moment, sadly.
This is the news.
Once again, there's plenty happening in Teamless Tuesday and injuries this week, JT. The team's analysis took me ages to write last night. Multiple teams had just significant changes, both forced, some huge droppings, and it's just crazy. So let's just jump into it. The Melbourne Storm. So you've got Jerome Hughes and Curtis Scott, who are both out injured. Scott looks like he's out for a few months. And Hughes is out with a concussion. So missing just the 1 week, it seems. You got Ryan Papenhuyzen, who replaces Hughes at fullback. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. And Marion Sev replaces Curtis Scott. Moving along to the Panthers, you've got Aikens. Is that how you pronounce it?
Aikens, yeah.
Well, I apologise if that's not it. I think a punter pulled me up on Friday night about the wrong pronunciation as I was yelling something stupid out.
Well, you just pronounced pronunciation wrong, so you're doing well. Flying.
Well, you're more than welcome to take over any point in time. Please keep JT. Going. Mansour, they've both been dropped for the Panthers. Dylan Edwards and rookie Brian Toe. I don't know how, again, to say that, but I think that is okay. Toe.
Yep, that'll do.
Okay, let's do that. Waka Black is back. Fantastic today. I actually read a report that he said, you know, Cleary did the right thing. I was a dickhead. I deserve to be dropped. So good on him. And Liam Martin is an interesting one as well. So he's priced quite cheaply, starts at lock, and he could be one to look for round 12 coverage with Elliot Yeo, who looks like he's missing at least until round 13. And your boy, mate, Wade Egan dropped.
Yep, it's another kick up the backside.
So were you sick then as well, or is it just...
Is he sick?
No, were you sick then as well, or is that... How do you blame the bad decision on?
No, I think, I don't know why he was scapegoated. It's a weird one. He's always been sort of in and out of this side here. But you can't imagine Sione Katoa is going to stay as their long-term number nine option. I'm just looking at that, hoping that it's a kick up the backside for my boy Wadey, and he'll be back firing in our round 12. But, yeah, that's typical. You jump the gun early on these guys, and that can happen. But, yeah, I mean, Penrith players at the moment are just ticking time bombs. Who knows what's happening at that club? Seems a bit of a basket case, but at least they're trying something, unlike my own club, but we'll get to them later.
So Jack Bird is unfortunately out for the season with an ACL. He's probably the best Broncos player this year. He's really returned to form, and that was shocking. Didn't look like anything. I thought it was a cramp when we saw it in real life.
Walked it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, that typically happens with an ACL, but that's a real shame. So he's out for the season. Surprisingly, you don't have James Roberts coming back into the side to cover. So there's a bit going on there. Boyd Cordner is out through concussion. Michael Gordon is out injured, but he's looking like he'll miss just the 1 week. He's been replaced by AJ Brimson. And then in the front row, there's a bit of a reshuffle with Shannon Boyd and Boyka Fatuiaka. Who is coming into the starting side of prop.
Yeah, an interesting one there.
Why are you laughing?
Just your pronunciations, mate. Your old pronunciations.
Well, how would you pronounce it?
Fotuweka, I believe.
Fotuweka.
The accepted pronunciation. But no, an interesting one there, because he's obviously one that a few people have talked about both last year and even this year when he's been named at starting. So Boyd, I think, has got an issue their niggle or something to that effect.
No heart.
So not sure how long Fodu's got that spot for, but very interesting option for round 12.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think that I actually wrote a little bit of a spiel on the team's analysis and said Supercoach beast, all this kind of stuff. Then when I had a look at the stats, what do you think his point per minute is this year?
Well, he was like 1.2, 1.3 last year, but I'll say he's come back to the pack a little and 1.0, 1.1 maybe.
Yeah, he's 1.
Yeah, well, that's probably not what you want from a 40 to 50 minute.
So I don't really see the upside there. He's averaging 30 to 40 minutes at the moment. In the games in which he did start, I think it was 2 rounds ago, he started at the number 10. His minutes are only floating around the 35 to high 30s. So... and he has played those minutes the last couple of weeks as well. So there has been a lot of talk by certain individuals that we associate with in a WhatsApp chat about him, talking him up, but I just don't see it. I think it's the, as Wilfred and Bear would like to call it, the hype train.
Yeah, well, we say it a lot, but he's one to watch, because if he does come out and rediscover that,
worth a real good look.
He's worth a good hard look.
In your best Kiwi accent, bro. I'm going to go fishing, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Watch out, Nick. So you got CHN for the Bulldogs, and he returns after missing Magic Round due to personal reasons. So it's good to see him back. Chris Smith to the bench. Reece Martin is back in the 17, but only as far as the bench. Not really sure to make out of that one. Adam Elliott is out, and his spot has been taken by Danny Fulolo, who comes into the bench. For the Parramatta Eels, you got George Jennings, I think, playing his first game for the year. He comes in for the suspended Sivo, who has been fantastic of late. But, you know, he was lucky to cop what he did on the weekend, a couple of really bad shots.
That was nasty. Yeah. He's had a couple in a row now. And lucky to be out just for the week, but also lucky not to be out sent off in that game. It's definitely calls for it, because obviously...
You did get sent off.
Sin-binned, yeah. As opposed to...
Agreed, yeah, sorry.
But... yeah, Jerome Hughes is even missing this week, so it was a bad bit of technique. So, yeah. Got to work on that, Micah.
Oh, well, if I was Jerome Hughes, we'll just turn to Sivo and just go look at the
scoreboard. I don't think you could tell where the scoreboard was, poor Hughes.
He would have pointed at us. So, Josh Hoffman, the forgotten man, he is back for his first game, play at centre. Will Smith has been named as starting 5'8 after Salmon was dropped to the reserves, and you got Manu Mao, who starts at lock, is interesting. So he's been playing mid 40 minutes. I don't really see that increasing too much while he's playing in the middle, because you've got Moroa, who's there as well, that can come through and play lock off the bench. So interesting to see this week what they start to do, if they start to bring Mao back onto that edge or keep him at lock. But he's definitely one to keep an eye on, particularly because he's available as a centre wing. And And yeah, his price is starting to fall down to an attractive level and covers round 12. Reid Mone is the starting hooker, and Penny Taropo is back on the bench as well. So that was a very interesting change. Don't know why they did that, but they've reverted back to the norm there. Your boy.
The OG Simonton star, Bailey, he's back. He's replacing Jordan Rapana, who has just had a horrible run of injuries the last few years, and it's continued again. It's actually not as bad as first thought for him, so he'll be out. I think it was three or more weeks, which is better than first expected. But yep. Yeah, Bailey, he's there.
So he could cover round 12, which is good, but he does have a break even that's, what, 27 or something like
that.
Yeah,
and
so,
he's touch and go to get there.
He's not a trading target for me right now, but let's see what he does this weekend. Corey Allen, he's one that we're going to touch on a little bit later on, but he shifts to the wing to fullback, and that's his preferred position. Wayne Bennett came out at the start of the season and said he's not playing in the side unless he's playing fullback, albeit he's played majority of the games on the wing. So he replaces the injured Alex Johnston. So that is going to be one to watch.
Yeah, thankfully for owners like me that have stuck solid.
Same.
Even though he hasn't been going spectacularly, we've sort of were hoping he would last at least until round 12 and provide a body. But the fact he's gone back to fullback opens up a lot more attacking doors for him.
Yep.
They don't like going down his side for whatever reason. He's very uninvolved in games, but hopefully this just sparks him.
Agree. And then, so Alex Johnson is going to be missing a month. So round 12 coverage, although it was there, hopefully we've got some added points. So his base has been horrific. It's been in the teens from memory. So break even at the moment, Allen is in the 40s.
Yep.
So I'm kind of hoping that he just hits that.
Yeah, just needs a try.
Just needs a try, and those additional base which would really help with the runs, and then hopefully round 13 trade to RTS is on the cards.
Very hopeful. Hopefully RTS stops killing it and the scorers start being a little
bit. It's basically hit his level. It's 600k is probably what you're going to have to pay. At the Sea Eagles, you got Dylan Walker, who got found not guilty, comes straight back into the side in the centres. And there's heaps of other changes there. So you've got Tafua, Fanua Blake, and also Croker, who are coming straight back into the starting side. That is a huge boost to them. And I think, we saw them live last weekend. And they look good for probably about the first 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then the mighty Broncos are steamrolling.
Mighty. If only the Broncos could play reserve grade sides every week, mate. You guys would steamroll the competition. But yeah, no, they've stuck solid despite all these injuries, Manly. So it's good to see him get the cavalry back. Probably no one in that list aside from maybe Fanua Blake that might be relevant. But he just can't stay on the park this
year. Misses every second game.
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate for him as he gets through a fair bit of work there. But yeah, who knows. With him coming back, he's freshened up, but I wouldn't be touching him until you've seen a bit from him. But yeah, so
that's
interesting
it.
What happens with Walker, though. So
I'm just went to the NRL app and went to the ladder section.
It's not round 25 yet.
Mate. I had to see the Broncos are 11th and the Cowboys are 13th. So I was just going back to your comment about playing a second grade side every weekend.
Yeah, just Google premierships, mate, in the last decade, and we'll end this discussion then and there.
I'll just Google round two as well. All right. That's it. That's all the teams for the week. So what beer is it tonight, JT?
It's I get a taste of the Australian Wheat Ale by our good mates, the Weldest Dog, and it's going down tremendously. As much as I can taste it, it's working its way through. It's almost, I reckon, medicinal because I'm feeling absolutely 99% a little bit better.
Well, that's good.
It's working very, very well. Probably
it is,
mixing with all those paracetamol I've been chugging.
It is a delicious beer, and you can tapping on it now.
Ooh, that'll annoy them.
That'll annoy some people, but we're drinking a tinny, so and I'm regretting only putting the one in the fridge for both of us. So, but on realization that I'll give you four tonight to take home to sample over the next couple of days, because I know how much you've been looking forward to this one. And on the weekend, we both wore our Welder's Dog hats. And, mate, I was surprised by how many people pulled us up and just said, how do you know the Welder's Dog? Are you from Armidale?
Mate, you'd be surprised. So we actually, when I was in Cairns, we saw that it was stocked at the, I think it's Crown Hotel. Nice looking establishment in the city there. So it's getting a fair bit of coverage throughout our great state here.
Absolutely. And you know what that means then?
It's time
for the Wilder's Dog Unpopular Supercoach Opinion of the Week. JT, what is yours?
Mate, I have barely put much thought into this one, but one I've thought today is that I'm not seeing a lot of talk about Patrick Herbert being a buy still this week. So if you're like me and you missed out on him last week, he had a bit of a quiet game, a quiet outing at Suncorp Stadium and scored 20-ish points, and he's still only valued just over 200k. So he was all the rage last week. There were a fair few fires to be putting out, so some people went elsewhere. But if you like him as a genuine goal-kicking centre option, I think he's got a lot of security to his spot at the Warriors there. He's been one of the shining lights in a otherwise poor season for them. I think he's definitely one that you should be keeping on your radar. And if you're like me, I'm actually going him this week. Because that's, what's that, 30k that he's increased? That's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll kind of talk about that we did and as part of our two-minute drill a little bit later on. So I agree with everything you've said there. Hasn't gone up too much. The job security looks pretty good and is definitely goal-kicking for the Warriors. So,
and I say unpopular just because I haven't seen a lot of chat about him. So it's all about your Dearden's, and even Hudson Young's getting more of a run this week than he is. So best to keep Paddy Herbert in your mind.
It is. So my unpopular Wilder's Dog Supercoach unpopular opinion of the week is that Jai Arrow is more of a hold over the Origin period than Jake Trbojevic.
Okay, that's fair enough. I tend to, the way that I play the game is just to hold these guys pretty much for the season if I think they're keepers. So you're always one that sort of looks for opportunities to trade out these players and bring them back in post-Origin. So what's your reasoning for getting rid of a guy like Gerbo, who's, I reckon, arguably been more consistent than Jai Arrow?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has up until a certain point in time. So once James went down injured, and that was in round six, I think into the 12th minute of that game, he's averaged 70 minutes per game, and we're all crying out for the minutes, and he finally got it. So the past month or so, he's played 70-plus minutes, and that's resulted in plenty of Supercoach points, and now he's averaging 70 Supercoach points per game. If I have a look at what's potentially going to happen, Well, I don't know what's going to happen now with the Queensland side with just some form of certain players, but my original thinking was that he'd play off the bench, limited minutes, and then still be fresh as a daisy for the Titans games over the period. Whereas Trbojevic is just going to be one of the main men for New South Wales, you'd think, this year. Although last year didn't really do too much to his scoring. He was averaging still 80 minutes per game, and I think he had a mid-50 score and then an 80 score in between the Origin round. So I mean, I'm with you. I would like to hold both, but on the fact that he misses two games in just that few weeks, and you can trade him to someone that's going to cover you at least through that, you know, potentially you've got to move on one of the Origin players. Particularly, I've got four or five on my side at the moment, depending on if Cleary gets picked. So I'm probably going to move on one. I'm not selling Tedesco. I'm not selling Cook. So Gerbo might be the one to go. And I can't see his price fluctuating that much, whereas I can see Jai Arrow's price going back up.
So there's a couple of factors there that I'm thinking, and that's that Jai Arrow's obviously got the more extensive injury history, even this year, has had a couple of niggles that he's been dealing with. So I would tend to lean more towards the fact that he would get managed over the Origin period and rested if it came to that for the Titans, as opposed to Gerbo, who's proven durable and is one of the Manly linchpins. He needs to be out there no matter what, and I think that's the way that they play him. And also the fact that Tommy Turbo is lurking around. So obviously once he gets back, we've seen what that can do to Gerbo himself and the attacking stats that opens up there. So I would hate to be missing out on that potential opportunity over the Origin period. So I mean, if you're worried about tying up too much cash on the bench for those rounds, and you reckon there's a nice pod you can get there, I'd agree. But I reckon hold both of them personally.
Fair enough. And that could, I've used a lot of trades this year, so potentially could be the.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Season of races, everyone's talking about trading out Jai Arrow, but I think that he's potentially a better hold over that period on the basis of what he's done over the past month. All right, JT, it's the two-minute drill. It's time for us to smash through 10 points, which we want to cover today. We've both got a minute each. Let's start with the first one. It's Thomas Dearden, a must. So going back to what you're saying about Herbert, like I don't think he is. I think you can get him next week at about 30 grand, maybe more expensive. He's averaging in the mid-30s. The plus side with him is that it's all been based from so far. Job security looks really good, particularly how he's impacting Milford's play. And any kind of attacking stat's going to see him hit over 50, and that's going to see his break even go straight up. But for me, it's no, you don't need to jump on him. If you've got other moves that you need to make, and you can get him next week.
Yeah, I mean, the only I'm actually looking at him this week, and that's because I just need to move on Harris Tevita at some point. So this is just giving me a bit more cash within that move, and I guess you never really know what'll happen week to week. So he has got the Roosters this week, so you can't imagine he's likely to go too big based on what we've seen there. But I'm just looking to get CHT out as soon as I can, basically, and Dearden's the only avenue I've seen to do that. Based on the way that my side's configured at the moment. So I agree, it's like a good base stat game, and the risk that you're taking by not getting him this week and holding is probably not that great. But for me and the way that my team is, I'm getting him in. That is super annoying. Sorry to everyone out there, but Wenon loves it. So that's the sound that means we've waffled on for far too long.
It's
fantastic. I'm surprised you didn't start that basically as soon as I started talking.
So. Well, now you've given me a great... okay, the next one is, should we trade in Ryan Papenhuyzen for the price grab? What do you think, JT?
Not in my side, no. So... the reason being is that we've seen what he's done off the bench leading up to that game. Like last week was one of the most ridiculous, unreal, unfathomable performances you're ever going to see from a guy that's come on with, you know, half an hour to go or whatever. He just carved him up. He looked insane and he tunned up. And anytime people see that, that's obviously going to create some ruckus in the Supercoach world and everyone's going to be jumping on. And the fact that he's now named at fullback this week as a short-term covering option for Jerome Hughes has also enticed a few people. But I think you got to look realistically at him, and it's more than likely he goes back to the bench from next week onwards, and then you ride out the next few price rises, not playing him in your side, in the hope that he's a body starting for you, maybe filling in for Cameron Munster in round 16. So it's a lot to go between now and then, and I think it's a bit too much of a wasted risk for mine.
So I disagree a bit. I won't be bringing him in this weekend, just because I'll have to be moving on Sherry, and the profit that I'm going to be making from Sherry to him is just not enough to justify it. If I had a Bateman, for example, I need to move on, I might consider doing it just purely for a 2 week crack at the price. I mean, if he scores 50 this week and scores 10 the week after from the bench, he's going up by 130k. You're making 130k profit, selling for round 12, and then that's just a really, really easy stepping stone to a Clint Gutherson. So if I was holding on to a Bateman, I would definitely consider bringing it in. Cool. So the next one. This is a really interesting one, and I don't know really which way to go about this one, but I'm keen on your input, and I believe you own him. Is Andrew Fifita a sit this week?
I've actually done something a little unusual with him. So obviously he's a bit up in the air as to whether he'll start or play the games we've mentioned. So he's the last game of the round, which is always a bit painful when you get these 50-50s there. So what I've done is I've also got Martin Tapau in my side, who hasn't been setting the world on fire, but I've got the reserve sitting on Fifita at the moment, but I can move it to Tapau if needed on the Sunday afternoon.
So you're not starting Tapau?
I'm not starting Tapau, and that's just because I'll be left with an AE of something awful if I turns out that Fifita is a last-minute withdrawal. So I don't think it's too much of a risk there, but it's a lot to weigh up on your mind there, the fact that he's the last game of the round. So you need to make sure that you do have someone capable that you can shift the reserve to, otherwise you run the risk of copping the AE. Yeah, we know how good he is at backing up, so he could be fine, but I'm not taking the risk.
Well, perfect timing there. I agree with everything that you've said. The biggest thing for me is, because it is the last game, that I think he's been locked into like that front row forward one or two position for the whole season. Shift him to your bench straight away and do exactly what you've said. You can even put your reserve there, wait in the late mail. We've got three fantastic guys. We've got NRL physio, we've got our boy Stolzy and our old boy Wacko. They know what's going on. They'll have some fantastic mail over the weekend. Just follow them. And then, yeah, there's a couple of guys you can probably flick between. So I would be maybe just holding off and keeping him there as your 17th man. But hopefully he plays, and if he does, you've got to start him.
Yep.
Okay, so the next one is one we alluded to in the teams analysis, is that Corey Allen is now starting at fullback. So he's been a big disappointment this year. Now that he's shifting to fullback, is he somebody potentially... Well, let's look at this in twofold question into a minute. Is he a start candidate this week? And secondly, would you look to trade him in?
I'd say no to both, to be quite frank. So no, in that I don't think you can trust him enough. And surely you've got better options in your 17 now, given where we are at the season, to not be going him. And this is the first time we'll see him at fullback there. We know he's got a big... potential Supercoach game. We've heard all the talk about him being a specialist fullback and all of that, but I think it's a perfect chance to sit back and watch if you're an owner. And if you're not an owner, I don't think you'd be bringing him in on the basis that he's now a fullback for the next month or so. So I don't think we've seen enough from him, and it's not someone I'd be jumping on. I think there are too many other options at the moment that are slightly better priced and with the better break evens and all that sort of business. So no, I wouldn't be starting him this week, and no, I wouldn't be bringing him in.
Okay. I mean, his price very similar to, I know I'm getting pronouncing the name incorrectly, but is it Pappenhuysen or Pappenhuysen?
I've heard Pappenhuysen. We'll go with that.
We'll go to Pappen.
I heard Supercoach Addict's Facebook page started a poll, and they came up with Small Puppy is Ryan Pappenhuysen's nickname.
Well, I don't think we can refer to anything that Supercoach Addict's take that for salt.
Absolutely brilliant. Small puppy he is.
Okay, anyway, you're taking valuable time away from my one minute.
My pleasure.
Price the same. You can't compare both in terms of cash making. One's going to play round 12 for you, the other one's not. So I don't think he's a trade-in right now. You need to wait a week, and I don't think you're going to be starting him. They're playing the Raiders, who have been really, really good this year. So I'll keep him as a non-playing reserve at this stage, and... hopefully that he can get a couple of 40s and improve his BE.
Cool.
All right, we're halfway through JT. Our boy, we're so happy with him on the weekend. Is Ponga just a lock captain every week?
No, I don't think so. And I know he's gone 80s, and I think he had 170-odd since he's moved to fullback. He has obviously been killing it every week, but he's saving it bloody late. Like, what was that, 78th minute over the weekend?
It's always going to happen.
Then the week before that, he did the same thing against the Warriors. So it's just too much for your wee little heart to take, I think, watching this guy run around. So we know what he can do, and it's great to see. But I think week to week, unless he's playing a weaker opposition, I'm sort of leaning towards the guys that are a bit more involved and a bit more reliable. So at the moment, Mitchell Pearce is just doing everything for that side, and Ponga's chiming in where needed. So I think you need someone with a bit more capacity to make the runs more frequently, whereas Ponga relies on that one or two moments of brilliance throughout the game. But I wouldn't say no to a captaincy option week to week, but I just don't want to be riding that train for the rest of the season.
I mean, I agree with most of the stuff that you just said then. The only thing is that Ponga was on 40 at halftime. He scored under 80 since moving from fullback once. So if you saw that at any other player, you would just go, well, yeah, why not? I mean, if Gerber was not locking in 80s every week, we would not be moving that off him. And yes, he can say that he's getting that in base. But, you know, the try, the line break assist, the goals, that's all part of really Ponga's base. Am I going to be starting him as captain every week? No, but this week against the Dragons is a big chance. The week after against the Roosters is a little bit harder. And then he has the bye, but he's been in phenomenal form and so happy I started the season with him. I'm going to just pose this one, next one over to you. I'm not even going to answer it because I don't like giving you too much credit, but I know that you're a big Cowboys fan and you're going to know a lot about this than most other people. What about Mitchell Dunn? So last weekend, he played close to 80 minutes, which was surprising for a lot of people. I know there was some reshuffling going around with the forwards, and then you also had Jordan Kahu going off with the HIA. 196K and likely to cover round 12. I mean, no one's talking about him at the moment as a potential cheapie option. I know you wrote about him in the Mega Guide as being a potential rookie for this year or cash cow. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was interesting seeing him out there for that long over the weekend. Obviously, circumstances helped him out there. But this guy was a 5'8 coming up through the ranks, so he's got a bit of playmaking. He does have a bit of playmaking ability about him, and he's obviously stacked on the weight to make it up into first grade. So I genuinely like him as a rugby league player. I think he's been one of our few shining lights for the year, and I'm glad that he's getting a bit of an extended run now. He was in and out of the side. A couple of things in terms of, I guess, a super coach analysis for him is that we just don't know what's going to happen with the minutes. So Paul Green's been very weird with what he's done with our bench forwards in the
weird
rotation.
Weird or shit?
He's been questionable, but he obviously knows more than you and I, so got to give him the benefit of the doubt there.
Or has he just been gifted having one of the greatest players of all time?
Moving on, so he's been playing Frank Molo for 15 minutes. He's been playing Dunny Bill Williams now and again for 15 or so minutes as well. So
right,
love
what's,
Mitchell Dunn
what's
as a player.
What's your final assessment?
Go the Cowboys. Nah, look elsewhere. There's better players than Dunny, and he's just a bit too much of a question mark.
No more Cowboys. All right. Let's get back into it, hey? Aiden Tolman. So he's never been in the most popular players to be traded in each week. He covers round 12, averaging 60 points per game this year. Out of all the uncertainty that's facing the Dogs, he just is something that is just so certain every week. 50 plus minutes, 60 points, nothing more, nothing less. You know what you're going to get. Is he someone that you would target for round 12 and potentially just carry for the rest of the year?
I would target him for round 12, and I probably will bring him in because I did the exact same move last year. I'm a big Tolman fan. And then what you said, he just gets the job done. He's meat and potatoes. He'll churn out that time, particularly with Dylan Napa out of the side. Obviously flourished at that stage during the year, and with Napa likely being in the Queensland side, he'll do the same again. So genuine option for round 12. He's a great asset to have in your lineup there. And he is one that you could play week to week as a sort of, I reckon, an 18th or 19th man in your side.
I think he's a good cover to have on for the run home. Not playing, but if someone does get injured, you've got someone you can just stick in there if you're running low on trades.
Yeah, exactly. He just gets the job done. I don't think, looking at his scores here, he's had one 42-point game, but aside from that, it's been 50 or above, mostly 60s and a bit of 70 in there. So that's great stuff from the big man who doesn't get a lot of attacking stats.
Yeah, so I agree with you again with that one. JT, I mean, he's not the sexiest pick. He's probably not going to be someone that I'd love
those
to have.
Those blonde, luscious locks are pretty good. Locks are pretty good looking, mate. Joe Fitz has dreams about him, I'm sure.
Joe Fitz has some weird dreams. He also wishes he was bare as well.
Hopefully we got to get that on at some stage.
We will. Anyway, probably not someone I'm going to bring in, particularly the price that Kakao's likely to be for 12. But I don't disagree with anyone that's going to bring him in.
Cool.
All right, we're in the run home here, guys. Three more left. Your favourite man, Anthony Milford, is he back?
I think I should defer to you on this one, given my well-known opinions about the Broncos. But no, he's definitely not back at all. Might even be playing Origin, depending on how the halves thing goes. So definitely not one anyone should be looking at. I don't think you can judge his performances against the Sharks and against a depleted Manly side as anything reflective of what he's likely to produce based on what he's done against decent teams throughout the year. So no, I don't think so. It's interesting that it's a very brand new combination, obviously, there at the Broncos, and they've got a new look hooker in there as well, just to throw it out a bit in the spine as well. But I think Milford is a bit of a flat track bully, and unless you're picking him there to play on matchups at that price, then I don't think there's much reason to be bringing that guy in. And no, he's not back. He's going to hit a 30 this week against the might of the Roosters.
Yep. Again, I agree with majority of you said.
Too much agreeing.
Well, just I guess what happens unless one of us is in the top 1,000.
That's why we need Kirk up back.
All right. So I think up against the Roosters this week, really, really tough. But you can't ignore what's happened over the past couple of weeks with Deard in the side. So you've got scores of 47 and 97, and then before that, he had a 75 against the Sharks. So no, I don't think you can trust him to bring him in. You could take a punt and do it, but I think that punt was a couple of weeks ago when he was before 400. Not playing round 13 now, sorry, round 12. I'd at least wait until 13 to see if he's going to be selected for Origin. If he doesn't, the form continues. That he's definitely a player that you'd be looking to potentially bring in, you know, for maybe a Cartwright or something like that who you need to trade out in the halves. And yeah, that's about it. So not someone they'll be tagging now, but maybe for 13.
And I guess Origin period always brings out some depleted opposition. So good chance for the MILF to strike.
Cardi, a start versus the dog. So are you a Cardi owner?
I think we know that I am not a Cardi owner.
And what do you owe me now?
In terms of stake bets,
yeah.
I think I'm still one or two up over the
no,
year
you're not.
Champ.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we had Damien Cook, the Josh Hodgson bet 1 week where Hodgson miraculously pulled out a higher score. And someone from last year, Sparky, he'll know that he's got a spreadsheet about it. But I think I'm definitely one up on you still. And we've still got to go to Johnny Ringo's. We talk about
we still
this,
do have to go to Johnny Ringo's.
I'm even giving you value for money.
All right, so you're burning through time here. Well, would you, if you owned Cardi, would you start him this week?
No, I would not start Cardi in any given week ever. He'll miss you 10,000 tackles.
He's not
best
though.
Best case scenario, he flicks a stupid offload that finds the mark and they score in the 80th minute to wrap up a solid 56 loss for the Titans. So no, wouldn't play him. Why would you? Surely you've got better options.
So I'm tempted. On the basis of the dog's edge, he's given up on average of 53 points per game. The edge that he'll be playing on this week. So the dogs have been horrific. Cardi's any chance to score, have an attacking stat. Option for a 17th man. Depends where you're coming. If you desperately need points, I think it's not the worst throw at the stumps. Would I feel comfortable or would I sleep easy knowing that he's in my 17? No. But it's just a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be calling it fun when you're sitting there in the 80th minute, 30 points in, he's done nothing. But we'll see. Best of luck to you. And if you're like me and you need to start throwing these Hail Marys, then maybe he's an option. But surely anyone with Bryce Cartwright in their side is doing well in the top 1K, so you wouldn't need to be doing that, would you?
Don't know, but I would be thinking that Cardi is a chance for a good matchup this week. Last one, and the most important question of the day. Should JT stop giving Supercoach advice?
Yeah, I want to know where this has come from, mate. I've only given gems out on this podcast, as I'm sure all the listeners can agree, but I've had a rough run, and you brought up in your team list something that I told Sparky. So last week, he was tossing up between Paul Vaughan and Ryan Madison to knock out of his side.
I didn't know that it was Madison.
Yes. So I'm copping heat from you. I'm getting champed on your bloody team list.
But why
wouldn't
you have to trade either of them out?
Well, I didn't think Vaughan was doing that well anyway. Well, I forget it was spring. I think he brought in Lolo or Gerbo.
Well, surely there's another way you can do it. You should have been looking at his side and giving better advice and go, no, don't sell either.
Well, why did he come to me and not you? Both work with the guy.
You were up with him in Cairns.
Just saying, I told him between Maddo and Paul Vaughan, who got some miracle offload away for Jai Field's try, and without it gets about a 50 what he's been hitting all year. So stand by my decision. Matto churned out a ton, did great. We called him a hold a few weeks ago. Anyone who's still got him, well done.
I don't need too long. Yes, stop giving Supercoach advice, JT. Trade Vaughan, train Madison. Like, why would not look at the rest of the side and go, okay, well, maybe we can look and try and get someone else out. And then you bring in Gutho. I mean, for an experienced Supercoach player to bring him in when he's got a high break even playing the Storm.
It's Gutho.
What is wrong with you?
Gah, I took a punch, mate. I told you I needed
Wade Egan? You're having a laugh, mate.
Nathan Clear is stitching me up here. He'll be back next week.
But, you're having an absolute laugh.
Gutho, I took a punt. I knew other people wouldn't. Thought I needed to bring him in sooner rather than later. He dropped cash.
Mate, you
but
know who, you're
who knows? He's playing the boys this week.
You know who you remind me of?
Yeah.
2018 Nick Kirkup.
Look what happened. So 2020, I'm winning this damn thing.
All right. That's it for the 2-minute drill this week. Got through a heap of content. So JT, what's ahead up on the site to come? So the buy sell hold is up right now. I know there's a few issues with the website, but the guys in the back end are working on it to try and fix it up. Hopefully it should be up when you guys wake up tomorrow morning. The minutes, maybe.
Yeah, if that dog vomits it up.
Yeah, who knows what's happening there. Lakey's captains tomorrow. The Thursday report will be up, and weather and late mail will be hitting the website on Friday, so do not miss that. One thing that I didn't say at the start of the podcast, completely forgot about it. We have agreed with Wilfred and Guy.
Ooh,
on the on the competing podcast on the Wednesday night, the other one that goes into far more depth, has nowhere near as much fun.
Much better analysis.
By
much better looking, great beards.
A couple of people that might have won the competition. Someone in particular who used to be the Tekken champion of the world.
Ooh, yeah, we got that photo there.
Tekken Wolf. So we've agreed that we'll have a bit of a State of Origin contest, if you like, or State of the Podcast.
Mm.
So whoever has the most amount of points at the end of the year between the two podcasts will earn themselves a free dinner steak.
Mm, and that was brave of you because you've seen my ranking. Is this from now on?
No, I've seen your ranking, but I've also seen Wilfred's.
Yeah, well,
and I've also seen Wilfred's performance in every other year that he's won the championship. Guy's the one that I'm concerned with. I can see him coming home with a wet sail. And then you've got me, JT. I mean, I finished 8,000 last year, so...
So don't play Cardi. Now you've dragged me into your side week to week. Do not play Bryce Cartwright this week. We've got a stake on this.
We have got a stake on it. So that'll come. I'll bring that to the start of the podcast from now on. We'll have a bit of an update. I'm sure the boys will as well. But if you haven't got onto their podcast yet, strongly recommend it. It's fantastic stuff. Okay, that's it, JT. We've just crossed the 45-minute mark. It's been good. It's been solid. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. One Another World is Dog right now, and I hope you get better.
I am. I'm already actually feeling better. So the World is Dog is medicinal as well as delicious. Before we go, Captain, quick one.
Ooh, I'll be VC and Cleary.
Yeah.
And Captain for me, I put it on before, I'll be probably going either Lolo or Arrow.
For me, VC Teddy, C Lolo. I reckon Lola loves the eels. This is the week we bounce back.
I think he's 100. I think he's tonning up this week.
Yep, there's a try coming, surely.
Just in terms of how he scored last week, it was ridiculous. Yeah, barely did anything that I thought anyway, but he just does. He just gets those super coach points. So, yeah, good call.
And all Gutho, right. You owe me some points, but don't win the game, please.
All right, guys, see you next week.
Yeehaw.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.